Badger warm-up, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Coach Brooks, are you happy with the way your team has played so far?
Well, yes, we are. We're 37-13-2 over the record, and it's a very good record because of the number of games, the traveling involved, and the quality of opposition. This is the toughest Olympic endeavor in history in terms of number of games and, as I said, the quality. We're a lot of pro games and whatever, so we're very happy.
Since you have a lot of college players really on the team, it would seem to be a very grueling schedule for them. How are they taking it physically?
Well, it has been grueling for them. It's the first time ever that they've played 4 games in 5 nights, 5 games in 8 nights, plus the travel. They've held up pretty good, but right now they're playing a little tired. Mentally, they're a little tired. There was some place in the schedule where we could have a week, 10 days off, but it would just not, it's nobody's fault. It's just one of those things. Hopefully we can get through this next half a dozen, 8 games, and then catch our breath before going into Lake Placid.
How serious are you as far as trying to win all these games? Are they important to you to get a win, or is it just to make sure that the club is playing well together?
Well, I think just the important thing is that we're playing well together. We have our own personal standards and team standards that we want to maintain. If we don't have that, we won't know if we're making progress. We can't just say all of a sudden we play 60 games and we're 500, and we're well over that right now. We're well over a 700% winning streak. But it's not a life and death thing if we do lose it. And as you said, the main thing is that we're making progress and playing well as a team.
Coach, you've had quite a rivalry with Bob Johnson in Wisconsin in the past. Does that mean anything extra for you tonight at all?
No, nothing at all. And everybody, I told Bob a couple of years ago, I'd say 3-4 years ago, we had a big rivalry. The last couple of years, Bob laughs about it and I laugh about it. I said, Bob, we should get a speechwriter either in Madison or the Twin Cities and have still throw some darts or something. We'd laugh all the way to the bank and they'd fill all these things. But no, it doesn't. It's another game. It's another game for Bob, but it's another game for me.
Tell us something about the contributions of ex-Badgers Suter and Johnson for you.
Well, let me start with Bobby Suter, not because he's first, but Bobby is one of those guys when you play against him, you hate him, and when he's with you, you love him. And I guess that would be the best way to describe Bobby. He's a very tenacious kid. He's worked hard. He's a great skater. He's improved his other parts of the game. And he's a great team man, and as I said, he's made a good contribution. He came out of nowhere to make this hockey club, and I'd be very surprised if he wasn't in our group of 20 going into Lake Placid. He has a job now. All he has to do is hold it. Mark Johnson is day in and day out has been the catalyst of our hockey club, and you can marvel at his skills, and he's got big league skills. There's no question about it. But what I appreciate for Mark's coach is the type of person he is. He's a classy young man. He stands up to a lot of adversity, and he has problem players, and I give him these little extra tasks to handle. And when he goes, we really go, and there's no question about it. And so, as I said, our team calls him Magic, and rightly so. And he's the guy that we go to when we have to have something done. But in the locker room, he's the leader, and outside of the games, he's just a great young man to be around.
Coach, what are your thoughts on the possibility of an Olympic boycott? That should not affect you since you're in the Winter Olympics, but any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do have some thoughts on it. First of all, my general feeling, I don't think the government should be involved. The government, with all the bureaucratic ways and everything else, it scares the death out of me. And it's not the American way for the American to fund our programs, and I don't think we have to prove our country is a better country through the vehicle of an athletic team. But this is a little different now. This is the hostages in Iran, the people in Afghanistan, everything else. And I hope politics will not enter into the Summer Games or the Winter Games. But if the United States does something, I know that they will do it after much debate and much discussion in the Senate and the House of Representatives. And then if our government says we do something, then because it is discussion and because it is the debate, then I think we all should follow the government's lead and do what they say should be done.
Now, coming up to the Winter Olympics, how do you think your team will fare?
Well, the Russians are number one, and historically, and also this year, the Czechs and the Swedes are second and third. We're an underdog. We get a chance. We're a good underdog. We're a dark horse. We'll have the youngest team in the Olympic Games, but we'll have a team that the American people will be proud of. We'll see our hockey club work very hard. If we get hot, if we get the right bounces, and if we get the necessary goalkeeping and everything else, you know, who knows what we can do. But we'll have to upset the Czechs or the Swedes in one of the first two games to do anything.
And finally, do you have any aspirations to coach professionally?
Well, I don't want to, you know, talk about myself, I guess, but I guess it's been out in the paper and everything. I've had an offer from New York, and we'll be talking to those people after the Olympics, and four or five other clubs I've talked to of recent. I'm not at liberty to mention names. I have aspirations that way, but that's not to say that I will go that way, or it's not to say I won't be back in Minnesota. I won't be back in Minnesota as a full-time coach, and I'm looking for, if I go back to Minnesota, to combine it with a selling career, get started in a business career, and whether that will be a possibility, I don't know.
Coach, good luck tonight against the Badgers.
Fine, thank you.